dressed as usually, you know, Saturday night before. But I said folds, and I'm going to talk a little bit about folding up in surrender. I've got a fairly fresh sort of personal story to talk to you about. I'm going to just kind of unwrap that. The Lord meeting me in my self-defeat. Just unwrap what's sort of already been wrapped by Taj and others. As we look at this growing fivefold family and attempt to embrace the fullness of the gifts that Jesus has given to us. So like in this verse where you can hear Jesus unwrapping gifts and love for us. And now out of his fullness we are fulfilled. And from him we receive grace heaped upon more grace. Moses gave us the law, but Jesus, the anointed one, unveils truth wrapped in tender mercy. No one has ever gazed upon the fullness of God's splendor except the uniquely beloved Son, who is cherished by the Father and held close to his heart. Now he has unfolded to us the full explanation of who God truly is. Okay. Oh, yeah. I really love symbols. I found that symbols are a language that God speaks to me to understand his spiritual things, like in the natural. They often describe a greater spiritual understanding, understanding of identity for me, through an earthly event or task. And he's done this like with sticks and lawnmowers and bolts. And usually it's a really great journey. You know, I treasure it because it goes deep down inside me. I can carry it. I can tell it. And so I was really excited when Karen a couple of weeks ago said we're going to walk that blind man, story where Jesus comes to the blind man in the pool of Siloam. And, she had this special soap, from Israel. She put it on, you guys remember?
Yeah.
Put our heads and we washed it off. And it was a declaration of washing off that mud that we wanted our spiritual eyes to be opened,
yeah.
Right? So I'm thinking, I'm in. I'm excited about this. I love this stuff. And at the same time, in my back pocket, I was also just harboring this agenda for God. So I had set specific things that I wanted him to answer me on. You know, things that I was willing to see. So I was like open my eyes, but show me these things.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
You got it? So I got prayed for, and I just felt immense peace and joy. It was so good. It was so good. Immense settledness. It really knocked me out. I think I kind of stumbled off with the stuff on my face. And I was just kind of, oh, it's good. I think Jem was there like, Snow, are you okay? You know, you're all right. I was like, yeah, I'm good. And so I forgot to wash off the mud, and I walked back in. I ended up just coming back into the circle. You know, I was like, oh. And no one was getting prayed for. And so I said, well, I'll have another go, And she's kind of like, yeah, you want another go? She goes, yeah, come on, jump in. I'm like, oh, sure, I'm just really happy to be here. And went in there, Tash was there praying. She's getting fierce, she's hitting me with some things. Esther had some lovely sort of soft, mind-blowing things for me. So I got double hit. I got double hit of spiritual eyes open. It was really powerful. And I kind of, after that wander of the scene, washed it all off and just felt all afternoon this profound peace, which I don't usually have. I don't usually sustain. It lasted all afternoon. And I was really looking forward to the rest of the work and I was ready for a big, big week. I was excited. Spiritual eyes open. The next morning, I woke up and my eyes were glued shut. glucha. I had full-blown conjunctivitis. So it's like, you know when it's like you can't open your eyes and you feel that initial panic, you know? Like you try and open your eyes with your jaw, you're like... You know, I bolted into the shower, and as I'm there trying to scrape this stuff out, I could feel that this was one of those God underlines, you know? This is one of these symbols. And it wasn't just a sickness, it was just the timing, you know, of it. And so I started to try and to tune in, are you for real? Like the peace? Are you for real? But the spirit was just quiet. Just quiet. Couldn't hear. So, oh yeah, I've got the slide. Bing. Monday, I couldn't work because I couldn't see. Tuesday was the same, and the spirit wasn't saying anything. And I was like, answer me on these things. Like, I'm kind of like marinating in my own eye juice, but also marinating in my own frustration. You know, it's frustrating. On Wednesday, like, the blood vessels on the surface of my eyes were just like rippling. You know, Shell, can I look? I can't look at you. Check out the photo. I was going to put it up, but it was just too gross. So I went to the doctor, and he gave me drops. And he said, "Oh, look, it's probably viral conjunctivitis." And I said, "Like, what do you mean?" He said, "Well, it's not an external factor. He goes, it's inside." You know, so I did that classic thing, and I went to the Bible, and I just started looking up everything on eyes. You know, eyes in, and then just hit me with everything, you know? And, you know, what I got was... Matt 6:22, the eye's the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, the whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that? Okay, next. And if your eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it. You know, and that was how I was reading it. So, yeah, I was feeling deep conviction. And I just began repenting of things, just laying things out, you know. And it was good. It was necessary. But nothing was moving. Nothing was moving. Nothing was shifting within myself in the way that I've learned with other symbols. You know, there was still this, and the spirit wasn't saying anything. And honestly, I felt scared. I felt scared within myself. Sorry, guys, it's a sad story. But this is real, right? This is real. This is real. And so I'm kind of in this, like, groveling, frustrated, empty state. And then there's the spirit. He's just casually he just walks through. Just walks through and he just sort of goes, "So, like, why haven't you talked to Adam Wilkes yet?" So he said, "Why haven't you talked to Adam Wilkes?" And he's gone. And I'm like, now, Wilkesy is a Adam Wilkes over here. He's a physio. He has a profound understanding of the body and a playful prophetic / shepherding ministry where God just connects and speaks through his love of anatomy and the roles of the church, and they intermingle in this kind of profound wonder. It's awesome. And we talk about this stuff all the time. So it was weird that I hadn't talked to Wilksy about my eyes. And so I messaged him in this kind of hopeless state and said, "Can you please ask the Lord about my eyes? Hit me with your eye ideas." He likes puns. So adds praise, and in an hour he hit me back with this. "I really love this man." It says, "Where my thoughts are heading after asking him for wisdom is the function of the conjunctiva. It is a tissue layer around the eyeball and inner eyelid that lubricates the eye for protection, from debris, dust, and microorganisms. I feel like it is like the refresh key on a web page. Perhaps it's best to think of it like spiritual protection over your spiritual vision. Maybe like an upgrade, your body adapting and growing to face bigger giants, possibly to ensure refreshment, continual reminder, stirring up of the prophetic vision to ensure being present with it top of mind. Wow. Just like, it absolutely knocked me out of the funk immediately, you know?
Yeah.
And I felt my heart open, you know, in that moment. It was like just a switch to hope. And the Spirit just like followed it straight in. You know, I was like, I was looking up from my phone, just kind of like crying, but also the gunk. And he was there. He was right there. He was like there. He was like, I'm ready to teach you. I'm ready to unmask you. And it was like in the flashing of that sort of flash, you know, a thousand knowings, you know, I realized that my agenda, my back pocket, it was tiny. And he really wanted to have a bigger conversation. And so he sort of showed me my agenda. And you know, when we do say like, Lord, I need you to open a door. I need you to open doors. But we sort of say, you know, open a door from here. Open this door and that door, but that door don't touch. You know, but you can, you know, give me a decision on one of these two. Yeah. So, what's it going to be? So I know what I'm doing, you know? And can you do it now? Can you do it? You know, it's open the door. Why aren't you doing it? And there's this amazing thing about the Lord, and it relates to fragility, weirdly, in some ways. Like, He poured and he wove the boiling cores of the stars. He wrote the intricate mass of every dancing atom and molecule. He spoke and the earth and the water were filled with brimming and teeming with life. But he stopped by a door. He stopped by a door. Listen. Those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me. This is Revelation 3:20. I forgot to do the slide. Whom I love, here I am, I stand. I had not really seen this picture before. And it's kind of like, it was a strange one to me. Like Jesus standing behind a door. You know, waiting. Oh. So I think we're in this time where we need to turn from this limited agenda and turn and open this door, respond to this door, and allow ourselves to fold into Him. To actually surrender to that, to the discipline. You know, scared as we are, kind of that word, I think it's time to not be scared of that word.
Yeah,
good. You know, to just allow Him to unmask and train, and like all of that word is just soaked in His desire to come and eat. To come and eat with us. You know, His love. You know.
Yeah.
Oh, we just see the discipline. Yeah. And what happens is as we eat, the doors of the agenda just fade away. Just sitting there, we're eating, we're talking. And what we see is that He is the door. Like He is all the doors. Okay, I'm just gonna it's going to come back and just recenter on this word and just unpack it a little bit more. Because even though it was for me, I feel like it's resonant for us. Like the timing of this, I was coming up to talk and it was a symbol. So I'm just going to pull it out and just, I hope it just echoes like through you. The tissue layer. In the words, Ad's talked about the tissue. A tissue layer. Something fragile. And, so I've just read the message. My heart's open and there's a spirit. And as he comes to teach in a mask, what he shows me is he's holding something in his arms. He's like cradling it. Like this. His eyes are like this. This is the vibe. You know, spirit. Like, it's hard to explain the spirit, but that's the vibe of him going. And I knew it was the gift, the gifts. And he's looking at me and he's asking me, he's like, will you look after this? Will you hold this with me? Will you honor this? Will you remember that this is a part of you? I gave this to you. And I'm looking at it, you know, and it wasn't like a grandiose power or a big fat crown or some big mantle or regalia, but it was a living thing. You know, it was like a baby. It was something precious, like something that needs to be checked in on, you know, and nurtured. It's not something you're just going to put down or like leave somewhere. This needs to come with me. And it really shifted the way I was thinking about the gifts, you know, and my gift. You know, sometimes for me, the titles themselves, like, and even I just already just said that it's about him, that they feel stale. I think they feel far away. Like my preconceived ideas about what they look like makes them distant.
Yeah.
And I just really appreciated ads like just like breaking down those concepts, dismantling them and just pulling out, extracting all the flavors. It's just been so good and you can see how it's affected us. And so the picture is just kind of this living, breathing heart and substance, the aspect of Jesus that echoes in these gifts given to us for us. I just hadn't seen that as a precious thing. Yeah, protection from dust and debris. I just found that so profound, like the dust and debris is that hungry flesh, you know, stops the spiritual eyes from being open. And this idea that of spiritual protection over your spiritual vision, over your spiritual gift. Like I never thought that my gift, that gift would need protection. It wasn't like an armor of God thing. It was like, I'm actually going to need to go and ask someone to help me to protect this. And I'm going to be called to protect others in this. I think there's also something in there like when we're moving in our giftings and moving in a true response, it's actually what keeps you safe. Like as I turn towards the handle away, I'm resting in purpose in here, and this is safety. Yeah. Like the agendas of the flesh melt when we eat with him. And we just abide in that. After he showed me this sort of things, and this was unfolding throughout the week as he started to talk about it, I said, why didn't you just tell me? Why was it that thing? And he said, you know, because I've called you into the body. And he has. I like the cave. Yeah. I like the thing. But he has and he is. I think God, as it's already been said, Tash was learning this, is accelerating connection, you know. And I think he's doing that by hiding our personal breakthroughs amongst the body, yeah. Amongst other people.
Yeah.
What a key. It requires that interaction and a creative exchange. and it strengthens each. And that's the spiritual ligaments, you know. The person over here just drops the next key into your hand. So, yeah, it's a really beautiful exchange amongst the body. It strengthens us all. And then the picture is this: as we move from that one-fold triangle and grow and mature and expand to becoming a five-fold people, the way we move around each other is changing. And I think, like, we're personally experiencing a great unlearning while collectively experiencing a deep reconnection. Yeah. You know, it's like there's this exchange that's happening. Because it has to change the way that we see each other. It has to change when you remove the one-fold. Like before, we stared at like a fixed point, waiting for someone to feed us. Like my son looking for butter in the fridge. And what he does, he opens the door. And as he's turning to open the door, his eyes have already moved away from where he's looking. You know? He's like, "Dad, where's the butter?" I'm like, "Look in the fridge that you just opened." And he's like, his eyes just like that. He goes, "I can't see it." and I walk over. I'm looking, and I'm like, so like, I draw the line back from his eye. And then I just like grab his head and just go like 1 degree, like maybe less. And he's like, "Oh, there it is." He goes and
finds his breath.
But we've moved from that. We don't stare at a fixed point. We're not looking at the teacher, the pastor, the limited one. You remember them trying to feed everyone, doing a job? But now teaching is coming from the midst, right? Not just from here, but from here. Look at these lines. Prophecy is just coming from here. It's like, and it's here, I'm just copying it there. Wow, copying it here, you know? Wow. Because that's us interacting, moving around each other. The body kind of moving, receiving, and strengthening. Oh, yeah, we all changed it. And so there's this breath and this heartbeat, like as the body like begins like breathing. The spirit, you know, which is like this oxygen, this unit, this bond of peace, which is this constant cycle. This inhale and this exhale that we receive. And the blood, which is flowing, which is like love, which is circulating, mending, and healing across. Not just the person who's standing, happened to be standing on stage one day. Across everyone. It touches everyone here. And that's love that we have for God. Love as we turn, open, sit and eat. Love that we are able to like show ourselves and then sustain and hold for others. And it's love that fosters all the activity of the church, that blood moving through the body, the life of the family. You know, I think that's where we are. I've already heard it. And it's exciting. So just to close, take this. Speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. From him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. Ephesians 4:15. So, Merry Christmas, family.
Yeah.
May you feel that love. May it utterly kind of overwhelm any seasonal chaos that comes. with this time of year.